The first students to take the new SAT exam are starting to get their results, and questions about the scores and their meaning are multiplying. To get some answers, we called Gloria Mueller, the college counseling coordinator for Glenbrook South High School in Glenview, Illinois. She says the test's new writing section is causing most of the confusion.
The writing score adds another 200 to 800 score to the original 1600, so the total score, perfect score a student could get would be 2400.
Now, that sounds fairly straightforward, but have you or your students been able to decipher these results?
The ones that I have seen have just come in just to make sure that they understand the directions and they understand the explanation of the scores, but it's pretty self-explanatory, and so far it's been pretty good, and they do seem to understand what the College Board is sending them in terms of an explanation of their scores.
So you were expecting a lot of students to show up at your door saying, what does this mean?
Yeah, exactly. And it hasn't quite been. I think the anticipation of all of the hype and all of the writing and angst that they thought was going to be on the test, it just doesn't seem to have materialized, at least not for us. It seems like the anticipation was worse than the actual test, because we're not getting a lot of kids coming in and saying, oh my gosh, I think I did so poorly, and being nervous about it. So that has surprised us.
Students often take the SAT more than once, and I'm wondering how you're able to compare results with previous scores or past performance or percentile rankings. If someone comes to you with a score of 1800, how do you put that in context?
Well, it's going to be difficult. That's a great question, because we used to have a conversion chart that we could look at an SAT and convert it to an ACT. We're not going to have that right yet, and we're not going to have anything that's going to give us information about how these two tests compare other than the differences between them in order to be able to give kids accurate information. So it is a growing year. It is a year that things are going to be up in the air until colleges let us know how they're going to take a look at these.
So in the past, you would compare apples and oranges. Now you have to compare apples, oranges, and watermelons.
Right, exactly. That's exactly right. And it just makes things, you know, I don't mind the confusion. It's more the anxiety that it causes the students and families. And we're trying to, there's so much stress and anxiety in this process anyway that this just adds more fuel to the fire.
Now, students take these tests because they're trying to get to college. Any idea how the colleges and universities plan to use the new scores in weighing their decisions?
All of the information that has come to us has been varied. For example, here in the Midwest, the Big Ten schools, 8 of them have said that they want students to take the writing portion of the SAT. Some schools have said to us that they would like to use these as placement for students in English classes, for example. Some schools have said that they don't need it and aren't going to use it, and they're just going to lay low and see what how it pans out for the first time around.
There's a lot on the line here. We're talking about kids' futures.
Absolutely.
Do you feel a bit like guinea pigs?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But, you know, the College Board, I know, they did a lot of trial and error with different high schools across the country and piloted this. So there were many guinea pigs even before the official test came out. But, yeah, we do. And I think more so because we're not quite sure how colleges and universities are going to be using them.
Gloria Mueller, best of luck to you. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Gloria Mueller is a college counseling coordinator at Glenbrook South High School in Glenview, Illinois.